Hi, everyone. This is Dina Nina Martinez. Welcome to the Light of Love Consciousness podcast. Today, we have a special guest. She's one of my really good friends, and she's a practitioner of many things, Sally Hayes. Hi, Sally.
Hi, Dina.
How are you, dear?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. I'm super excited to have you on the show.
I'm super excited to be on the show.
How excited is super excited?
It's just a few levels above regular excited. Not quite pee your pants excited.
I love that. So a little bit today, what we're going to talk about in a little bit later on is preparing yourself for winter. Like, we spend all this time preparing our houses and our cars and buying clothes and getting ready for winter, especially those of us who are up in this part of the world, in Wisconsin and all of the Midwest, anywhere above the snow line. But we spend all this time on our cars and houses and stuff, and we don't really take in account that our inner bodies and our physical, spiritual, and emotional well-beings need to be taken into consideration as well, which was something that really kind of came to me, because I know that I suffer from seasonal depression, and I know a lot of people do, and I just was like, I realized it happened, and then all of a sudden I was like, oh my gosh, I could have prevented this, or at least lessened the effects of it on my life by trying to employ certain techniques and stuff like that. And so I wanted to find out how other people prepare themselves for that. So, but before we do that, we're going to get into, let's talk about what you do, Sally.
Okay. I have been a massage therapist for the past 16 years. That is my primary mode of healing. Within that, I also do energy healing and sound healing. So I tap into my intuition when I'm working with someone, and I utilize energy healing and sometimes sound healing techniques to work with the client. And I kind of just meet people where they are and take them through the journey to where they want to be.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So sometimes, I mean, generally it comes in a form of physical healing. That's what most people are looking for. But further to that, there's always kind of the underlying feel better as a catch-all term. But I think a lot of people go get massage because they want to feel better.
Right.
And whatever techniques come out during the session is what I utilize to help them get to that place. Because I feel like when you feel better in your life and in your body, you do better. You make better decisions. You make better decisions for the food you eat, for your exercise habits, the way you treat each other, you know, in society. So I'm a very big proponent about making sure that you feel good as you're moving through the world.
Oh, that's lovely. And I agree with that. I know as a healer too, most people come to me and they're like, I'm looking for physical healing, and it always starts with that inner healing that kind of makes everything a little bit easier.
Absolutely.
I think it's an amazing thing.
Absolutely.
And I've worked with you, and I've known you for a while, and I know your heart is amazing. And we were talking about just a little bit before about your project, Women in Self-Healing.
Yes. So I'm at the very base stages of trying to launch an idea that I've had for the past 16 years. And 16 years ago, it came to me when I first started massage school, and I thought it would be a brick and mortar center where women could come and utilize whatever healing techniques we had available for them. Mm-hmm. Massage, yoga therapy, art therapy, dance therapy, whatever. And just recently, I've realized the world has changed to a position where we're online all the time.
Right.
So what better than to have an online resource of self-healing tips, tools, and techniques that at any point you could go to? I have had many friends that battle with depression, suicide, trauma, loss of a loved one, whatever, going through breakups, having domestic violence, all sorts of different, you know, a range of issues. I see clients all the time that go through all this, and I have personal friends who are going through all this. And what happens is you don't just at 10 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday when you have a meeting with your psychotherapist, it's not that's when everything comes up. It's at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, you know, or sometime that you can't just run, go get a massage. You can't go to a yoga class. You can't call your psychotherapist,
right?
You know? Mm-hmm. So I wanted to have a place that you could go and utilize lectures, workshops, sound healing audio clips, yoga poses, anything that's on there. You can go and you can find what works for you in that moment. Guided meditations, you know, for your specific issue that you're going through.
Right.
You know, and a second component to that is the kind of the removal of the guru and realizing that it's all within us
right.
at any given time. Sometimes we just need a ceremony or a ritual or a habit or a learning of a new habit to go through the process so that we can realize that we are enough, we are healthy and whole, and all we needed was a little healthy habit to get to the place of feeling good again.
Right. I like that, putting the tools in the hands of people. I feel like that's one of my goals in life and in my practice, is to make sure that people have the tools they need to be successful and to heal their lives and to be able to live an amazing, full, and beautiful life. And I love that you're working on that project. What are you expecting? When are you expecting this to start really coming into being?
I'm expecting at the beginning of the year to launch the first phase. And the first phase will probably be 10 to 20 of my closest friends and practitioners. This means you also.
Aww.
We'll probably start with a blog forum mm-hmm. where everybody starts posting. And I have friends all over the world and, you know, especially throughout the U.S., but we're never in the same place. And that's the thing. Like, I'd love to take a yoga class from my friend Julia in D.C. I'd love to come get a session with you. But how am I going to do that without just flying all over all the time?
Right.
You know, let's see if we can get mini sessions online or how can we work this out? Mm-hmm. So it will probably start, the first phase, as a blog forum where we each contribute whatever we have. Videos, audio clips, articles, guided meditations, whatever it is that we're going to start with is how it will go. But it'll be a very basic format at the beginning of the year.
I like it. I like it a lot. And I think you should fly to Wisconsin and have a session with me now.
I do too. You go ahead and book me that flight and I'll be right on it.
Okay. I'm on it. So we were also talking about, it is just the moon has been full and it's now in its waning phase. And you were talking about the energies of the moon. Will you touch on that again for me?
Yes. The full moon this past, I think it was the 8th and 9th or 9th and 10th, was in Pisces. And it was, I think, the last of the third super moons, which means that it's closer to Earth and you could see it. And you could see it more clearly. And the moon being in Pisces is, you know, one of the most emotional signs, brought up a lot of emotions. And I just found friends and clients and myself included going through so much feeling and emotion. And it seemed to tap into kind of those old childhood wounds that we all have. It seemed to bring up that aspect for a lot of people. And I feel like we've kind of come out of it and hopefully released a lot of that energy around that. And I feel like we're sitting at the top of a slide and we're going to have a little easy path for the next at least couple of days.
Oh, I like that. I love easy path.
Yeah,
I was also one of the things that kept coming up for me during this phase of the moon and everything was that we are in a great place to start letting things go in this cycle and giving up things and things that don't serve our highest good any longer. And so I've been kind of focusing on that and offering rituals and stuff for people who need a little extra help to let go of certain things in their lives. So,
yeah, I think you're right. I think you hit it right on the head. It is about habits and letting go of bad habits and acquiring healthier habits. Yeah, that resonates a lot. a lot of people have been kind of saying that, like letting go of the old stuff. Because isn't that what we're trying to do all the time? Is just become better and create better habits for ourselves on a daily basis. I mean,
yeah,
nobody's perfect. We're human, so we're, you know, like we slip every once in a while. But I mean, I think that's the goal, is just to find better habits.
And one of the things that I know by working with the moon phases is that when you work with the moon phase to get rid of certain things, it empowers your endeavors. So I feel like this is a really good time, and it's true, because the energies are always waxing and waning with the moon, and the tides and the tides of our year are the same as the tide of the ocean. When you're going against it, it's a lot harder, but when you're going with it, it kind of flows easier. So that's one of the things that I've been kind of returning to, I guess, because that was something that I really knew and was really in tune with the moon cycles. And like, this is currently just in my mind, you know, this is something that needs to happen. And so I'm trying to begin to rework with the moon cycles instead of against the moon cycles.
Right. It is really difficult to fight against the moon.
Because that magnetic pull is so intense.
It's true. And I think our society is set up that we, you know, we do 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. And that's not really the way things work. Like, you can't at 9 o'clock on Monday morning, you know, always prepare for work in exactly the same way. So I think that, you know, we really have to pay attention to how we feel in every moment and just be present. And if life is presenting us, you know, a big tidal wave, we need to learn how to ride that tidal wave,
totally.
You know, instead of deciding, no, it's Tuesday and I'm going to do the same thing I do every Tuesday. You know,
it's Tuesday and I'm not riding that wave.
Exactly. It's like, okay, well, it's going to knock you down.
Right. So with all this in mind, knowing that the cycles of the moon and the cycles of the year come around, we come to the ending of the year, or the darkening of the cycle of the year, if you will, the waning of the year. And so I, here in Wisconsin, it's been gorgeous. And then all of a sudden, yesterday, it was fall. Like, all of a sudden. So knowing that it's fall and it's getting in the 50s, I know that it's coming to back to the negative degrees, which is so weird for me to say, knowing that I've only done really one winter here. But last year I spent 3 months in California, so I didn't have those negative 20 and 30 degrees. So this year I know that it's happening. And I find myself every year caught in a cycle of, oh my God, I'm depressed. I could have seen this earlier and done something about it. And so seasonal depression always creeps up on me. And it's less of a creep and it's more of a, like, boom, it's in your face. So one of the things that I was thinking is, we spend all this time, like I said, working on our house, our car, getting everything ready for winter. Why don't we work on our inner person? And so I wanted to bring you in on the topic, because I know, even though the seasons are less harsh and less, what's the word I'm looking for? They're less harsh and less
drastic.
Thank you. Words are difficult. In California, how do you find yourself in the same situation sometimes, being...
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think it's the worst thing in the world to be in California with barely a winter and still be having seasonal depression. Mm. I just don't think we're supposed to be active during the winter. I think we're supposed to hibernate.
Right.
I don't like to be active. That's my thing. I've always thought, you know, December, I'm just going to take the month of December off and rest. Because that's what it feels like to me. It feels like a time that we should just be resting a lot more and eating warm soups and, you know, pumpkin spiced lattes.
Right.
Like, you know, those, like, cinnamon, you know, like, everything warming is what it feels like. And we're supposed to be, like, resting and kind of settling and just, you know,
recuperating.
Recuperating, yeah.
And we don't, especially in this society, we don't allow ourselves the time to recuperate from really difficult situations or, you know, rigorous activities and things. We just find ourselves in this back in the swing of it and being full force again.
Absolutely. And I feel that a lot of people during the winter want to throw holiday parties and let's all hang out and get together. And for me, I like to be alone. I like to be alone and I like to rest a lot. I don't have as much energy and I don't have as much capacity for other people's energy during that time. So for me, it's about resting. And you know, I've never understood why we don't get more time in December and January to rest.
Right.
But for me, that's something that I know I seek and I know that I need. You know, I just want to eat potatoes, you know, like serotonin boosting potatoes and, you know, just kind of hunker down and just hibernate like a bear.
Right.
That's what I try and rest a lot more.
That's interesting. Because I feel like people here, for us, winter lasts a long time. And winter is really hard. And so after the first 2 months of winter, you're like, I'm sick of being stuck inside the whole time. I'm ready to get out and do something. So I feel like we kind of have this forced hibernation in a way. Even though we go to work, we end up going home and just kind of trying to be warm. But even given the fact that we get to this place where we're like, okay, we have to be outside, that winter depression still hits us. And I'm still trying to figure out ways, but like one of the things that I think of is if we keep a regular meditation practice, that's going to be beneficial, obviously.
Absolutely.
And then getting involved in community. I was one of the things that, and I know you know this, when I started working on Light of Love Consciousness, one of the things that really has driven me has been the connection, creating connection and forming those deep connections and bonds. And I feel like having those connections and being involved with the people within your connection groups is really beneficial during that time.
I agree with you. And I think the aspect that I said about like being social and going to parties is I don't like frivolous socializing during the winter. I like connecting with my core group.
Right.
But yes, I think you're right. So I think that's actually an important aspect is really connecting to the core group of people that hold your best interests at heart and that are supportive and helpful, and not to waste a lot of energy. You know, you have to spend a lot of energy in the winter because it's colder. Your body uses more energy. You know, you have to go about your day and do all this stuff. And for you, you're trudging through snow while you're trying to, you know, just get to work. You know, that's a lot of effort to go through the day. So, you know, going to a party where no one's really connecting and it's just kind of, you know, frivolous nonsense is not appealing to me. And I think it's not healthy, but keeping those close connections and kind of, you know, connecting with each other on a one-to-one basis, I think is extremely important during this time.
Yeah. What do you think is another way that we could kind of gird our loins and prepare our spiritual man or woman? God, I use like this Southern Baptist term came out really strong right then. But you know what I mean? Like the inner person, the spiritual person, how would we gird ourselves and prepare ourselves for that?
Well, I think an important aspect is also our nutrition, kind of looking at what we're eating, because, you know, there are heavier foods during the fall.
Cheese curds which are not and necessarily, sausages aren't enough?
Those are perfect. they're not, you know, it's not bad to have heavier foods. It's very grounding to have heavier foods, but just kind of watching what we want and what we need and why we're eating what we're eating. You know, I don't like to get on the bad bandwagon of all kale is good for you and we should all start eating kale all the time. I think that you should sit down, look at food and you know, feel it and ask yourself, is this what I want at this moment? Take a bite. Does your body feel good? Do you feel good about it? Is that what you need and what you want? Yes. Employ more conscious eating. So instead of just coming home and drinking a bottle of wine because you're not feeling good and you're depressed, really kind of check in with yourself and see what you want. If you want a glass of wine, that's fine. But just check in with yourself and be conscious about everything that you're consuming at that time. Because I think nutrition has a base in helping our bodies feel good or feel bad. And there's a whole, you know, other thing about hormone production and keeping all of our levels of serotonin correct and everything by using it. But I think that your body has an innate ability to know what it wants and what it needs. And if you just get in tune with it before you eat and start knowing what kind of foods you want and why you're craving what you want, then you can kind of avoid binge eating or eating the wrong things that are going to make you feel worse.
Right.
Throughout the day. So I think that's a section.
And so that kind of leads us into really using your intuition. And
absolutely.
Both nutritionally, when you're exercising, but also just throughout our lives, using that intuition to find out what we need for our bodies, what can help me stay away from getting really caught in the cycle of seasonal depression. Like asking yourself, what can I do?
Absolutely. And I think that's the number one thing that we need to do at all times is ask yourself. Just sit and ask yourself, what do I need right now? What is this? What's presenting itself? Your body knows, like we know ourselves. Mm-hmm. It's just sometimes we don't want to listen, you know. But
yes, I know.
And that's you know, we all have that inner kicking, screaming child. But it goes back to what you say about like keeping a meditation practice. Like the more we keep a regular meditation practice or yoga practice or mindfulness practice, the better our habits get. And then it gets easier to tap into our intuition and know, you know, if somebody goes, hey, do you want to go out tonight? And you really don't want to go, but you feel obligated, sit right with it. Mm-hmm. And go, you know what? Is it going to serve me to go? No.
Right.
It's more healthy for me to stay home and rest at this time. Okay, then do that. Or, you know, I think we should go. We feel pulled to go. Okay, good. Then go.
Right.
You know, but just listening to yourself. We have an inner guidance system that's guiding us at all times. It's just, you know, opening up that channel to listen to it,
right.
I think is most important.
I agree. I like that. Opening up that channel, our inner guidance system. And that is so true. Just to maintain who we are, it is important for us to factor in that information to go through our lives and not expend enormous amounts of energy on places we don't need to be, and to expend energy in the places we do. Because I find that especially when you are working so hard to accomplish a goal that you mostly money, you end up finding yourself in this trap of, I have to do all these things because I don't want to, out of lack. You come from a lack perspective and that is just not really productive for our bodies and for our lives. And I feel like in the winter it has to be that kind of pressure to make sure you're working harder because you have to, you know, pay for Christmas presents and dinner parties and all of this, and that pressure gets really, really heavy. And the holidays shouldn't be heavy. They should be light. And our lives shouldn't be heavy. They should be light. And so when we look into that inner GPS system, like you said, sort of like you said, I took it and said, GPS, let's make it digital. And so when we do that, I mean, it really helps us focus on what we need to do and makes everything a lot lighter. Do you agree?
I fully agree. I think it's, you know, going back to the water analogy, it's swimming with the tides, it's rolling with the waves, it's mm-hmm. floating down the river. We're not supposed to be swimming upstream, you know, we're supposed right. to be going with the flow, and life's always giving us a flow.
We are not salmon.
But we don't always choose to, to go with it. Yeah.
That is true.
And I think it's, yeah, we don't always see it, and I think that tapping into our intuition is immensely helpful for us to know where to go, what to do. You know, sometimes right. we think, you know, we've got all these deadlines and we're like, but we have to get this done by this date. Well, the world doesn't always work that way. You may not have that activity completed by that date, and it's okay. Like, get right. up, work on what you need to work on, and then put it aside and let it come in its own time, you know?
Yeah.
It's like planting. Like, if you plant a seed, you don't stare at it every day and go, come on, come on, come on. You know, like you don't like pull the, you know, the flowers up and out to make them bloom any faster. You have to
or
plant.
Or to see how far they progress.
Exactly. Like, that's are you done yet? Are you done yet?
Right.
You know, there's an element of time. And I think that's a lot of what winter is kind of resting. You know, the planting season is during the spring, you know, and and the summer is like the blooming, and then the fall is the, you know, falling off of everything. And then the winter is like the resting, the rebuilding, so that we can plant our seeds in spring again.
Yeah.
You know, we're and not.
Let me draw a correlation to the law of attraction. I feel like this is totally random, but the law of attraction and planting our desires and knowing what we want, we have to have that measure of time for it to bloom and grow and be ready to bear fruit.
Absolutely.
I feel like people get so anxious and so where is it? Why isn't it here right now? And I know I've been guilty of the same. So this is kind of an interesting kind of route to talk about law of attraction.
It's true. I think you're right. I think I'd like to hear you say more on that.
Okay.
So you're more of a law of attraction expert than I am.
It's well, whatever. We were talking, we've talked about this a lot, you and I, about the law of attraction. And one of the things that always makes me like, it always comes back to for me, because I grew up hardcore fundamentalist Christian, is certain Bible verses. And one of the Bible verses that is just coming to mind right now is to everything there's a time and a season. And then there's the parable of the reaper and sower. Like, when we plant something, we expect it to grow. Like, we know that it's going to grow. It's, you know, it's one of those given things. Maybe one or two of the seeds don't grow, but the majority of them, when you plant something, you're going to, you know, have plants grow, and you're going to reap a harvest from it. It's just kind of given. And I feel like we forget that interim part where we have to let it grow. We have to water it. We have to tend it. We have to let it grow. But we can't pick it up and look at it all the time and take it out of the ground, because it's not going to grow. And one of the things that I know, like, as far as praying for something when I've been in the church and trying to attract something to me, is that I always keep pulling it back and looking at it and saying, okay, this is what I want, and then getting it. And if I pick up that seed and pull it out and don't give it time to grow and mature, then it's obviously not going to. So why do I keep pulling it back? And I think that's something that's really important for us to know. And in seasons, for our own personal well-being, I feel like this is applicable. Like, when we are expecting things to grow during the winter for our, you know, our personal law of attraction things that we have planted, things that we are asking for, sometimes holding on to those things and pulling them out of the ground is not going to be as beneficial. And I know that I have a tendency to do that in the winter.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're right. And I think that goes back to, like, expending frivolous energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think, like, if you pull the seed up and harass it every day, it's never going to be able to grow. Maybe this is a time to let it go and let it grow.
I like it.
You know?
Yeah, so I think that took a really weird turn, but I'm really excited. Thank you.
Just like life.
I know, right? Thank you so much for being on the show today, Sally.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. How can people get in contact with you?
So I do have a website. It is called SallyHaysWellness.com, and all of my pertinent information is on there. I have a massage office in Petaluma, California.
Petaluma. Where I do
Petaluma, the adorable little town. It is the egg capital of the world, or was at one time. It's so cute. It's like Mayberry. And I do Tibetan bowl sound treatments out of there, and energy healing and massage therapy. And I also have a sound table with speakers mounted underneath that I run healing frequencies through the table and through your body. So,
wow, that's pretty intense.
Absolutely. And I'm starting to work with crystals. I just got some crystals to help heal a little further. So
awesome.
Yeah. Whatever anybody needs is there.
Well, wonderful. I love it. So if you're in that area or are going on vacation to that area, give Sally a ring and get some healing.
Yeah. And take care of yourself.
Totally. So, once again, my name is Nina Martinez, and you've been listening to the Light of Love Consciousness podcast on Dig Into It Radio.